One of my favorite times of the week is when we talk with Lisa Lanier, our official attorney for Lawyer Up. We do it every week at this time. You can find her at lanierlawgroup.com or hireaheavyweight.com if you need legal advice. She goes inside at least three legal stories. Hello, Lisa. How you doing?
Hey, I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
Doing very well. Hey. Thank you. By the way, I just read another story today before we, right before we came on the air, so I didn't even send it to you. I'm just throwing it at you without you even...
A cold call?
A cold call on this.
A cold call. Love that.
And I know you'll handle it. And this is an interesting question to me. We've seen many times people on camera where they'll be in a grocery store and they'll like throw down some grapes and then lay down beside it as if they've slipped and hurt their back. You know how that goes. Well, there's a woman suing Walmart now in North Carolina because she slipped on some blueberries in their produce section. Her name is Jacqueline Reed. She and a friend going through the produce section on their way back to the deli when she suddenly and without warning slipped and fell backwards with some blueberries covering the floor. She did not see them. The store manager called for workers to clean the berries from the floor according to the lawsuit, but it had not been done as of yet. So Reed said in her lawsuit she began to experience unbearable pain, sought medical treatment, and now she's seeking $75,000 from the Walmart Supercenter, saying there was a hazardous condition to patrons that they should have cleaned up. So my question is, Lisa, if that's legit, let's say she didn't just throw them on the floor, that she really did slip in the blueberries that had not yet been cleaned up, does she win the $75,000? Can she sue Walmart for that, or should you just know, you know, there could be stuff on the floor?
So if Walmart knew about the blueberries, which it sounds like that's the allegation, if they knew about the blueberries or reasonably should have known about them, say because they'd been there for a long time and they had not sort of done their due diligence of cleaning the store, then Walmart would be liable. So landowners or people in control of premises are liable to people for any kind of injury from a hazard that was either actually known or reasonably should have been known. So it sounds like they knew about this hazard.
Yeah. I don't want to say I feel bad for Walmart, but if you see the blueberries and you say, okay, get Chad up here to clean up these blueberries, and Chad's on his way, and 2 minutes later the woman falls before he can get to them, you know, that there is a time period. What they should do is put up a sign. You know, you got to put up
Pizza Mojado.
Right.
That's fine. If they had put up a sign, they would have been exonerated. Been so okay. People often think that the owner of a premises or a person in control of premises owes you a duty of safety to guarantee your safety. That's not at all the case. They don't even have to correct a dangerous condition. All they have to do is put up a warning sign.
Yeah,
and the Walmart, so that would have been enough.
Walmart did not do it in time. I don't stick up for, you know, big companies. Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, most of the time you do.
it's kind of your thing.
I would have to, and right now I'm sticking up for big government and big companies. That's what I'm doing right now. I just defended Coca-Cola.
And China.
And China.
China.
And a little bit of North Korea.
Just a smidge.
Just a tip of North Korea. Let's go to Delta Airlines. I'm on their side. They're being sued by a guy named Marlon Jackson. He was on a flight 2 years ago from Atlanta to San Diego, and he was attacked by a dog that is a real service animal, a support dog that another passenger had brought onto the plane. I have to say, I've seen this guy's picture. He had a lot of stitches in his face, 28 stitches total, a lot of medical treatment. And the lawsuit says he suffered permanent injury and loss of sensation in areas of his face and upper torso because of this dog attack. So he's suing Delta Airlines now. So how does he do this, Lisa? I mean, if the support animal is on the plane by their rules and regulations, and is it the owner's responsibility to control the dog? The dog went after this guy and got him on the face. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, the dog really mauled this guy, and it was a pretty big dog. It was large. It was a lab. And maybe a lab and either a boxer or a pit bull mix. Yeah. I read two different accounts about that. It was a pretty big dog and really mauled the guy. And so, you know, we've talked about that there are different standards for emotional support animals versus true service animals, like that help a blind person or that sort of thing. And the service animals are ADA protected, and there's a whole different level, a much higher level of scrutiny and training that these animals go through if they're a true service dog.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional support dogs are more lax in terms of the standards, and the airlines, there's no real clear rule where the airlines have to let these animals on. It's airline policy. And in the last couple of years, the trend has been that the sort of best practices, which is kind of what negligence is kind of weighed against, best practices is to require documentation of these emotional support animals. Number one, that they're necessary. So most airlines require a letter from a doctor. The other would be documentation that the animal is trained and well-behaved. Delta did not require either in this situation, and that's the hook that this guy is going after. He's saying, look, you just let anybody on here with this animal, and we don't have any idea if you're putting me at risk or not.
Uh-huh.
And the standard is really is a pretty low bar for what you have to show for an airline to be held negligent as well. So they have a kind of a heightened duty to passengers. And they really weren't following here what the majority of airlines are doing these days with regard to emotional support animals.
Okay, so you think then they're in trouble, Delta Airlines then?
I think they'll probably end up settling it, yeah. I think they would have to pay something. And I imagine he's probably also making a claim against the dog's owner, because typically if you take a dog that has a propensity to bite people and you put it in a situation where it can bite people, you also, as a dog owner, are on the hook, and your homeowner's insurance will usually come into play.
Yeah. You know, we talk about these kinds of things a lot, and just when you were speaking there, I don't see that many emotional support animals or guide dogs. Very rarely do I see them. Now, Chris Tim travels more than I do. Do you see them on planes ever?
Most of the time, I just see small personal animals.
Yeah.
I mean, occasionally you'll see someone with clearly like a support animal.
Yeah. I do not.
But they're usually well marked.
Yeah, you know that.
They have a harness that says that.
Right.
They've become really popular. I don't know how many people fly with them, but you know, you see them all the time, like in restaurants and stores and stuff. Mm-hmm.
I guess that's right. Yeah.
Service animals, okay, but I'm. This emotional support animal stuff.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time with it.
Well, and we've talked about it a few times. A lot of people use the emotional support whatever, you know, monkey or parrot.
Right.
Or come on. It's got to be a dog.
Is it some of that, though? Couldn't some of that be on the person that owns the animal? And Delta could sit there and say, look, if your dog does something to somebody else, you owe them, not us.
Not us.
They sign it. And,
yeah. and they both. I think they'll both probably end up kicking in and paying on this.
Yeah.
There was a weird instance where Spirit Airlines, somebody tried to bring an emotional support hamster on not long ago, and they refused it, and the owner flushed it.
Oh, my God.
Look, you got to get on a flight.
Oh, my God. That is horrible.
Well, he's not that emotional supportive.
He doesn't need it. No kidding. See, he doesn't need it. Most of these things are bull.
Oh, my God.
How's that get through TSA?
That is awful. That
apparently
guy
didn't.
That's animal cruelty. I've defended. Yeah. Listen, we had a raccoon story earlier this week, tore the show apart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still getting nailed over that one. Guys on a boat kicked a raccoon out in the middle.
On the boat.
Did you see that guy?
He's an attorney.
He's an attorney. Let me tell you something, Lisa. I wouldn't use him, and I hope he loses his law license. Your thoughts? I do. I hope he gets.
The bar is reviewing
him. I want him to be disbarred. I didn't say that very well, but still.
I want him disbarred.
You get disbarred, but he should have just taken it, you know.
Thank
he
shouldn't you.
Have, I think he was bad. Yeah.
Lisa.
Yeah.
Thank you. Chris Dim says bull. And they
so how long can you tread water, son?
They did the right thing. They celebrated that animal's death.
So long, sucker.
That's what they said when they put him out into the ocean 20 miles out. I want him disbarred.
If the internet had a voice, I think it would be what you just did.
Disbarred. I want justice. I do. I want justice for that raccoon. God, the way they treated him. Oh,
yes.
So brazen. All right.
Well, they hurt his feelings after they shoved him
off. Yeah, they hurt his feelings. Sucker.
I don't think he cared, but.
Wrong. Another animal in the news, a Florida woman is suing Disney World. She got injured by a bird at their resort. Traumatic brain injury, she claims, and herniated discs in her neck after a bird dive bombed her while she was in a Disney park. She's suing them for $15,000 in damages for Disney not keeping the area safe. It is unknown what kind of bird she was attacked by. Now, Disney may just buck up and pay her $15,000 because that's about 2 cents to you and me. But I don't feel like Disney has any way to control what bird may fly into their parks. What are your thoughts on this, Lisa?
Yeah, I agree. And this lady's actually, I'm sure, seeking a lot more than $15,000. Where that comes from is that pleading where she has to file a lawsuit and she has to say if it's more or less than $15,000. So she's put it in Superior Court, and I'm sure she's seeking way, way, way more than $15,000. But they still may settle it out of court. But I don't think they really have a lot of liability here. Although, under Florida premises law, they still follow an old distinction where business invitees are owed a slightly higher duty of care where you've paid to be there. But even so, it's not really foreseeable, I don't think, unless there was the only hook that this woman might have is if there had been bird attacks in this area and there was something, you know, maybe that was going on that was attracting them or something, then maybe. Because, you know, you talked about we talked about on the here by what a year or two ago, maybe longer than that, that kid that was killed by the alligator at Disney.
Yeah.
Over at the Grand Floridian. Disney, even though that family did not make a claim or have a lawsuit filed, they could have. And you know, they are Disney actually knew that there were alligators in the lagoon, and they had had prior attacks and that sort of thing. So, you know, if it was like that with the bird, then maybe the woman would have a hook, but I doubt it.
Right.
It seems very random and unforeseeable.
Yeah, with a bird coming in, how could you possibly?
I can't. Must have been a heck of a bird.
Yeah,
too,
I'm telling
all
you.
Would it only would make it worse if it had Gilbert Gottfried's voice like in Aladdin.
Yeah, that would be bad.
You better duck, lady!
Came out of there. Came after and got her.